It's all connected. Welcome to episode 29 of the It's All Connected show, right here live on RealLibertyMedia.com. Today's topic is a dive into authority, the fake kind and the real kind. It is February 8th, 2021.
Yeah, spring is coming.
Close. It feels very spring-ish here in my town.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's, you know, been in right around 60 Fahrenheit for you Euro types. We would just say 60 here in the States, but that's different for y'all over there.
I gotta Google that now. 60 Fahrenheit is what?
I don't know.
We've been cold. Oh, 15. Okay.
Yeah. Monday.
Well, we've been cold. We've been minus 10, minus 12 degrees.
That's
way below freeze.
Yeah, well, it's like that in the morning here. Well, not below freezing, but around freezing, around zero in the mornings. But then it warms right on up, you know, so that's all good.
So we had a very cold, like, 2 weeks now. The whole fjord is frozen. Today I took a walk down by the harbor. Uh-huh. The whole inner harbor was frozen.
Wow.
It's very neat.
Was it frozen enough so you could walk on it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It's way below freeze. And the fjord, well, the fjord freezes quickly because it's so shallow, though, right? Or at least our end of it.
Now,
so tons of people were out the last week or so walking around on the ice and poking holes in it with sticks and stuff.
Okay. Now, how does
But it feels springy.
How does Hannah like walking out there?
She finds it funny for, she's like amused for about 2 minutes and then it gets old. Because it's so frozen. She likes it better when it's not so frozen that she can still jump through the ice. That crack of the ice, she really likes that.
Okay.
But it's too frozen now.
All right. For those of you that don't know, Hannah is Circle and Flash's pooch.
Yeah.
Little child, little fur child.
Yeah. But the day's got 2 hours longer already since the winter solstice.
Really?
Well, Christmas. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't gain that much, but sun sets at 5:39 here, so about an hour. Yeah, we got about an hour.
Yeah. It's really neat. Tons of spring flowers are coming, and I see little green butts on the trees in the forest.
Green butts?
With a D.
Oh, okay.
Not the kind Rob is showing the chat room right now.
Rob
that would be an R's.
Okay. Rob, quit showing your butt.
Yeah. All over. Hairy, nasty one, too.
Which, let me mention a few things, by the way. If you're out there listening and you're not over here in the Real Liberty Media chat, come on over. Say hi.
Don't do it, man. Don't do it.
Say hi. Say
no,
howdy.
Do it. They got batch bully-itis over there.
Yeah. We'll get into that. But come over anyway. Regardless of Circles.
Really, don't do it.
Circles got a bad taste in her mouth over.
Yeah.
Over
yeah.
certain.
Well,
things.
if you like deputy dogs and badge bullies, you're gonna love it right there. Then you're gonna love it. I'll be nice.
I'd say it's more of a Andy Griffith, Barney Fife situation.
Yeah, I don't know what that is, but I'm going to assume it's like a mall cop, small town cop with a boner for his badge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
That's the kind of authority.
Well, it was an old TV show from the 60s. And Andy Griffith was the sheriff, and he was very, let's say, libertarian. And
that's the Matlock guy, right?
Yeah, yeah. And yeah, okay. Barney Fife was his deputy, and his deputy was always looking to bust some heads, or not that he ever did, but he always wanted to. He was yeah. Gung ho. Yeah, where's my bullet? Exactly, Flash. Barney carried a gun, but his gun was unloaded, and he carried one bullet in his pocket. And the sheriff wouldn't let him put the gun into his the bullet into his gun because he was a clumsy asshole, and he'd wind up shooting himself in the foot So Barney was the doofus of the crew.
That's the kind of fake authority, right? That comes with a badge or a title. You didn't even do anything. You're not proving anything. You just
it was just like, anxious to get out there and go after somebody. He didn't care who.
I don't know. That's how I see mall cops. Or security guards,
Yeah, well, there, with the mall cops as security guards, they have, as the word authority is currently used in the common vernacular, they don't really have it. They can't really do anything. They can't.
Well, they can push you around in their little mall. Can't they?
Well, a little bit, but mostly not. I mean, they can't shoot
and
you.
And boy, do some of them do.
You got your Paul Blarts out there.
That's what I call shrimp people.
Shrimp people. Okay, now you're gonna have to.
You probably got big, American jumbo shrimp, but here shrimps are teeny tiny little. curvy gray things, right?
All right.
Yeah. So, not very impressive and very small, right?
All right.
Yeah. So, somebody with the, the inner cock, the size of a shrimp behaves like that.
Okay. All right.
So to me, they become shrimp people.
All right.
Like the people who you get a boner over their little badge or their little piece of authority where they can push somebody around.
Right. All right.
And they truly embody everything I despise in this, with humans.
Okay.
Whether it be the train ticket controller or the little, guard dude in a mall or some of those, a bus ticket, collector. Those little, tiny authority pockets where that just houses nobodies.
Okay,
that
well
get
let's
a kick
let,
out
let,
of it.
Let's since we're talking about authority.
Yeah.
Now see, to me, the word authority means an expert on something. But that's not the way it's used. Now it's used to denote some kind of official with the power to control you.
Well, that's the fake versus the real authority, though, right?
See, if I say I'm an authority on databases.
You are.
Or a specific.
And I would gladly follow your directions.
Okay.
If I were ever to work on a database with you.
Okay. Well, that's great. But so that means that I would be an expert on it. That doesn't mean that I have the ability to make you not use a database or force you to use a particular database.
No.
Which,
no, because you're earning your authority. That's the natural kind of authority.
To me, that's the way you're an authority. That means you're an expert.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the fake kind where you get a title or a badge or something that gives you some sort of power over others in an agreed upon discourse, right?
Right. So
it's fake.
Yeah, I mean, those people are not experts on anything. All they know is some group of idiots that call themselves the state has issued them power to do bad things to other people.
But there are good people with authority, that with the fake kind of authority too, like you. Not everybody who wears a badge is an idiot. It's just the combination of shrimp,
right?
And badge becomes nasty, you know?
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I will always be. That's the one. Yeah. And I don't do well with that kind of authority. You see, I can't stop poking at it because I find it ridiculous and disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't stop poking. You know, when I take the train, and I used to take the train a lot, like, you know, 8 times a week or 9 times a week or 10 times a week, right?
Right.
So I meet a lot of those ticket collectors in their little uniforms.
Right.
Their little badges and their little notepads, right?
Uh-huh.
And I can't help myself but poke at it. I get into all tons of trouble with these people because I can't stop poking at it.
Okay. Now, you told me earlier that you were not anti-authority.
No.
Whereas I am anti-authority, as the term is used. I'm not anti-expert. I love experts on particular topics because they give me information that I didn't have.
If you have natural authority because you're an expert and you can show me and you have more experience in something, I have no problem following authority. I have no problem respecting authority. If you're the fake nasty kind who's just going to be a bully with a badge, then I only have mockery left for you.
Okay, but I'm against them. Whether they're a bully with a badge or just anybody with a badge, because that person with the badge can turn into a bully at any point.
Yeah, yeah, and but not all do.
Not all do, but they can. So I'm against all of them because I want no part of them. And I am against government, which considers itself authority over everything, pretty much.
But in a small scale, in a little bubble, you are, you know, you have a badge.
Yeah, you call it that. I'm just there to.
It's just small scale because that's because you're not using it. You're not standing on it. I've been drinking in your bar for what, 6 years now?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen you get up from the bar and bounce.
Well, I have, though. I have.
I haven't seen it.
No, there was a couple.
And I haven't seen it happening like a tons in your bar.
No, I it's very rare that I do, but I have in the past. There's been a couple people that have come in there just to be total assholes. Throughout the years, I mean, it's not very many considering how long we've been around. But
no, it's definitely not something I see you do lightly.
No, never would I do it lightly, and I would only. You know, somebody comes in into your establishment, whatever, building, and starts smashing everything. Well, you have to get rid of them. And so, you know, whatever, I felt at that point in time, it was up to me to get rid of these fuckers. Because people could come in and you can call them trolls or just disruptors or whatever, and just start going around attacking everybody and you know, throwing their crap around like they know what's going on and they're totally full of it. So yeah, I have used my authority, power,
power
to eliminate a couple of people over the years. See, Vinny's talking about pissing over the bar and the bar stools, and the bartender just laughed. See, that's Arkansas for you. You could do that down there in Arkansas because, you know, they're used to it. It's normal run of the business there in Arkansas to piss on the bar.
But you see, okay, I would probably not drink at that bar either.
No, I don't want to drink in a bar where there's piss all over the place. That does not sound like a good environment.
No.
All right. Anyway, let's. You want to talk specifically about the situation that has made you no longer comfortable within the RLM chat here?
I don't know. I don't think so. To me, this is more like, okay, another deputy. I don't hang out with bullies with badges, though.
All right. I recognize
that they are there. I recognize all to the.
Okay. Well,
it's not for me.
I don't think that Rob had any malice in his head. When he was doing it, he was just trying to be funny. He was going along with the conversation. Right?
No, I don't think so. Because he did it twice. And the second time, it was, I'm pretty sure we, both me and Flash made it very clear it wasn't funny.
Okay.
And I don't think a joke is a joke if it's just one dude laughing at it and another dude that is taking it is not finding it funny. Then it's just bullying.
Okay. Well,
that's the kind of bar you want, and that you want these deputies making an example. I don't know.
I don't know.
What is
I,
it referred to as the Flash treatment now?
I
it's
guess.
Like
I don't
threat.
Know. I don't know.
So it's like this underlying joke of bullying. I don't think that's going to make me happy to be in something like that.
Okay. Well, I've been on IRC for a long time, over 20 years, since the 90s. And so I've been in places where people just kick you and then you join back in and then everybody has a good laugh. I mean, it's like not a big deal.
No, and if that's what people, if that's what if that's what you want on RLM, then go for it.
Well,
I've been on RLM for 6 years. That's not what I have encountered until now. Because if it was, then I probably wouldn't have been there for 6 years, would I?
No. But again, I mean, it's the kind of thing where I don't know. It's just sometimes you'll be joking around with whoever the operators are, assuming you're not one of them, and you'll say, "Yeah, kick me out." And they'll kick you, and then you'll jump right back in, and everything's, whatever. Everybody laughs. It's fun, funny stuff. I didn't see the first one, but I saw the second one, and it was just a funny thing. Well, from my perspective, my point of view.
But it's not funny, though, when it's just one guy who does it to another, and the other guys keep saying it's not funny. And can't do anything back. That's not fun to me.
Okay.
That's
no,
bullying.
I get it.
That's just bullying. We can say bullying is fun, and
more power to you
if you think bullying is fun. Yeah, then you have probably reached the right place at RLM, since that's what we find fun now. I don't find it funny, so I'm not going to be around it.
Okay, I
and I mock. I really, we're back to the authority. It might be a deeper rooted problem in me, but small town deputy mall cops with a boner for a badge, I despise it, and I got nothing but mockery and pity towards it. I find it disgusting.
Okay. See, now here in the chat, Rob is offering to op Flash. So that Flash could kick him out a couple of times.
That's fine.
Yeah.
See, that's fine. That's whatever.
It's just that kind of thing where it's not a big deal.
I understand that. It's not a big deal. I understand that. It's not that. It's change. It's change, right?
Change?
Right, because I haven't seen that behavior for the time I've been in RLM. So to me, that's new behavior. And it doesn't, it doesn't constitute a nice way of interacting with each other.
Yeah.
Especially when it's done the way where you mock somebody who can do nothing about it.
Okay, well, like I said, Rob gave Flash the opportunity to do that, and Flash left.
Okay, here's the thing, right? So I don't like, okay, here's the thing. No, I really don't like it when you kick me. Would you please stop that? No, but here is the right for you to kick me back.
Yeah.
How does that even resemble progress? How?
Well, I mean, it's just, you know.
I don't know.
If it's a big deal, then then here's your opportunity to do that if you want.
I don't know. I don't know if it's a big deal. It's, to me, it is.
No, it is. I mean,
I'm not trying to make it a big deal for everybody else. I didn't think I went on there and yada, yada. I'm talking about authority, and I think underlying behavior of it is something I have a problem with. I have a problem with people taking authority over others in that way, to control other people, to control how they can speak and how they can interact by kicking them out. I have a problem with that. I understand you have a need for it. If, as you said, something destructive comes up, I don't think anybody who's a regular at RLM has that behavior, you know, the destructive behavior. So I don't understand the need to kick people. And I still don't understand the sudden need to do it. If this was so fun, why didn't this happen 3 years ago or 2 years ago?
I don't know. I guess it never came up.
The possibility has been there, you know, all this time. And I didn't see anybody went, oh, we really need to kick each other some more. I didn't see that. I don't understand it. To me, it comes down to this stupid authority that you're given only by a title, not because you earned it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right. I doubt that.
I'm not saying that everything is final or anything. I'm just saying right now that wouldn't make me happy to be around.
Okay. Well, see,
I'm living my life to be happy, right?
I hope so.
And why would I want to spend my spare time? I mean, I love the people on RLM, but I wouldn't be having fun because I would be saddened and I would be disgusted by this kind of behavior. And that's not nice. I shouldn't spend my life in situation that doesn't make me happy. It's easier just to say, okay, well, you have fun doing that, and I'll check in at some point maybe, and we'll see if coffee's, you know, getting fresher.
Okay.
I don't know. Right now, the coffee doesn't taste good in the bar. What can I say?
I'll get some new coffee.
No, I like the old management better. What can I say?
All right. Well, whatever. It's changed.
Yes.
So that's not going to go back.
I know that. I'm not trying to bring back some change or create some change. Don't take it as that. I'm not.
All right. Okay.
And I do find the authority figures, and it just brings back that whole sitting in a train and some train ticket controller guy comes over and you know, gets in your face because you're not fast enough with finding your ticket on your phone, and I can't stand it. I'm going, right?
Uh-huh.
Because I can't deal with that kind of small pockets of power that we give to nobodies.
Yeah. All right. So, would you consider barman an authority? He's always right on top with that little badge thing.
But he's not real. He's not real, though. He might be your extended arm. I don't know how much of your authority you practice through barman.
Yeah, he has to be opt in order to change topics and do other things. But the AI authority, although not
the AI authority. Dum dum dum.
Anyway.
Okay, here's the. I love Rob Works. I love you, Rob. I think you're. I don't know. You just tanked my coffee. You know, you pissed in my coffee. It doesn't taste right. I don't feel like drinking more coffee at the bar right now.
Okay, but that right now, so that means you might at some point.
Of course.
Okay.
Life is never definitive.
I'll get you some.
I'm just saying, right now it does. I don't feel like it.
I'll get you some new coffee, like I said. What kind of coffee do you like?
I kind of like well-roasted dark coffee that tastes a little more to the caramel side.
Okay.
How about you?
I like the darkest blend I can find, if it's a blend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you like me.
Yeah, but I'm fine with, like, you know, Colombian, which is kind of a medium roast, or... if I have to, but yeah.
Yeah, the only coffee I say no to is freeze-dried, like instant coffee.
Yeah, I don't want no instant. I don't want no freaking decaf.
No.
Somebody give me decaf, I'll spit it in their face.
Nah. But you said you have an authority problem, though. If you're learning something new or you're working on something, wouldn't you
recognize
and acknowledge and respect an authority on
it? No, that's what I explained. Authority as the way that I believe it should be used, not the way it is used, to define an expert in a particular topic, yes, then I love those authorities. But if it's where the authority is one that can do bad things to you because somebody else said, that they have the power to do bad things to you, then I have a big problem with those people.
Yeah. A position of power.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. That's the thing to me, too, is the position of power.
Right.
It comes back to that monopoly on violence, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, they...
And just pisses me off.
You were born on this chunk of dirt here. That means that these people, all these people that call themselves the government, have control over your life just because you were born on this chunk of dirt. Now, you could go over to the other chunk of dirt over there. We're not going to stop you from doing that. But then you'll have to be under control of their people that have the monopoly on violence in that area.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you can't get away... pretty much wherever you go, maybe you could buy your own island. It's not the part of anybody else, and live there on the island by yourself. And which, if it wasn't an island, I'd be fine with that. But I mean, if it was like, you know,
you don't like water.
Well, no, islands. You know, they get hot and storms come. You can't go anywhere. You're kind of stuck there. So yeah,
because you're a mid-earth. Dweller, right?
Are you calling? What are those guys called? Muppet? No, what were those guys called in that Lord of the Rings? Hobbit. No, I'm not. Yeah. I'm not a hobbit.
No, you're a giant hobbit if you are.
Yeah.
No, I'm. Yeah, but you're like in, you know, in the Midland.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know. Earth.
How
is,
far from an ocean are you from shore?
At this point in time, about 1,200 miles.
Which is, how long would you have to drive in a car?
Oh, I don't know. Depends how fast I drive, I guess.
Yeah, okay, Dad.
I don't know. It's a good day's drive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. When I lived in San Diego, however... I mean, I'd go to the beach on occasion, but I certainly wasn't there every day for that.
I don't think there are any place in Denmark where you're more than an hour away from an ocean.
Well, you're a tiny little country. I mean, you guys are like...
And there are oceans everywhere around us.
You guys are
we're
like
only
the,
landlocked
the size,
a little part to Germany.
The country's the size of Connecticut, right? So...
I don't know how big Connecticut... I don't even know where Connecticut is. Come on.
That's where Beetle lives. Beetle lives in Connecticut.
Beetle lives in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't even know how to spell Connecticut.
Connect, I cut.
Connect, I cut. Okay.
Connecticut. Or the, but they just say Connecticut, so whatever.
See, I would miss the ocean, though, if I was that far away from ocean.
Oh, well, Beetle's close to the ocean. You know, you can't, yeah. Like you said, an hour from for anywhere in your country. It's pretty much that for the state of Connecticut, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I love the ocean. I only have a fjord right now, but I can tell myself it's the ocean. It is halfway the ocean.
Is that a fjord explorer?
That's,
never mind. Bad joke. Moose Girl drives a fjord edge.
Oh, okay. I thought it was broken.
No, I'm just making fun of the Ford people.
Yeah, okay. The fjord people.
Fjord people. Yeah.
Fjord people.
Oh man.
So what about so you don't like the coast then, since you don't like islands?
Oh no, I love the coast. The coast was bitchin'. Awesome. Very temperate, you know, the temperature never varied all that much because you know the ocean and all that stuff. The problem I had with it is people.
Oh.
And people just more and more and more people all the time and more and more stupid laws on you all the time, more and more taxes on you all the time. Because the authorities there loved imposing taxes and laws and regulations and all kinds of nasty stuff upon all the people
that were there. That's what authority does.
Right. But for whatever reason, people didn't seem to care about that, and they kept on flooding in. You know, I moved there when I was like 4 years old in the early 60s, and I lived there until I was 45 years old and then when I moved out here to New Mexico, where there's much less people. but I mean, okay, driving to work every day became such a freaking chore because of the traffic. And I don't know why all these companies decide, all right, we're all going to start at the same time in the morning, so everybody get on the road at the same freaking time of day and try and jam onto these little roads that were never meant to carry these many cars on it. And so,
in Denmark, they then introduced flexed hours, right?
Yeah.
So they try to spread out the rush hour from 7 to 9.
Great.
But what happens was everybody started leaving early because then could people get early off.
Yeah.
So they just pushed rush hour.
No, I'd have been on the late crew there. I would have definitely.
You were
gone.
The late crew.
I would be. I mean, if it was a 7 to 9 window, I'd be there at 9.
Because I'm used to database people being the ones who are there like 6:30 then.
Oh, no.
Because everybody else starts coming at 7 and I need my quiet.
I do need my quiet, but I would have to, you know, have my private office for that.
Yeah.
But if it takes an hour to go 20 miles, there's a problem, man, if you drive. And most of the time you're just sitting, waiting at stupid traffic lights or what. Anyway, I
never got a car.
What I found was my anger. I don't have much of anger level, right? I'm a pretty calm and peaceful person.
You got road rage?
Oh, to no end. My blood pressure must have been through the roof every morning and afternoon, evening, whatever, whenever I was off in that crap. And I was not the same person. It was bad for me in a big way.
Yeah.
So
glad you got out of that.
Oh, and you know, I knew, you know,
that much anger is harmful.
It is.
That's
and people,
vibration.
You know, walking away from a high salary job to no job, people were confused. How could you do that? I said, because I just can't deal with this crap out
Cause,
here, man.
Because I have no choice.
I'm going to wind up murdering somebody out here, you know,
over
nothing, over something stupid, you know, because I can't deal with all these assholes. Austin's got DFW's got even worse traffic than Austin, but wow, yeah. Driving into Austin from... I've been there a few times. It's that's no fun. DFW is much worse though.
Well, I'd rather take the train. I did that for years.
But we don't have trains. Trains would never. There was no train to get me from my house to my place of work.
15-minute walk. I take the train.
I would have needed.
I'd have needed a change trains. Another half hour, and I'm at work.
Yeah, I would have needed a helicopter.
Yeah,
I mean,
I like the train.
It's just not most places in the United States are not set up for people to have commuter trains. There are some, of course. You know, New York has the big subway system and a lot of taxis and things like that. San Francisco, they got the BART out there. There are certain cities that definitely have good public transportation systems, but not most places. Not. So, yeah, anyway, so I had to get out.
I can understand that.
You know.
I'm going to actual work Friday, taking the train, going to Copenhagen, being at the actual office.
Wow.
Yeah.
Don't forget to wear your face diaper.
No, I will have to, yeah. Because I refuse to drive a car.
Yeah, and on the public transport there, you have to wear them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You dirty, filthy humans breathing the same air.
Uh-oh, yeah. I'm more concerned with how people are touching everything, though. But...
Yeah. See, the thing is, germs...
It doesn't matter.
Germs have been
germs
around...
Are germs.
They've been around your entire life.
Yeah.
And just because some authority says, this is the way, and of course they say follow the science, but if you follow the science says these masks don't work.
When they have to use force, you know it's not an expert, right?
Right. And basically it's a means of control through fear.
Yeah.
They want to fear you into believing that everybody else is going to kill you when they breathe on you, and that this little chunk of cloth on your face is going to prevent all that, which, of course...
Yeah.
If you look, 99.9% of all the people that ever get this particular virus, if it even exists, they get, maybe sick for a day or two, and then they're fine. And they didn't do this for any other virus going back through history.
And they're stopping the vaccine programs all over the world now.
Yeah, well, vaccines are killing people, so yeah.
Well, they're stopping them because they don't work.
Well, that's another thing.
The new strains, they don't work against them. Last was South Africa stopping their vaccine program. Norway is recalculating theirs again.
Right, and as Moose Girl rightly points out on occasion, it is not a vaccine. And Rob Works follows up with, no, it's a bioweapon.
But it's apparently it's not working.
No, it doesn't work. Here's the thing. Over here in these wonderful United States of America, they say, okay, you got to take the vaccine, and then you got to get a second shot of the vaccine. And even after you have the vaccine, you still got to be socially distanced. You still got to wear the mask. All of the other things that are in place to control you.
Because they can't guarantee that you won't be contagious, that you will not give it to others just because you won't get the symptoms.
Right. So apparently they're telling you flat out the vaccine doesn't work. And
no, but you should really get it, though.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. they want you to get it, and now they're doing all the things like, all right, well, basically it's what I've been calling the COVID pass, Which means you have to have this little paper certificate, embedded chip, whatever, in order to, you know, go into a store, or go on a plane or a train or whatever.
But Grimnir, this is what happens when you use these violent, authoritative, hierarchical, old school ways of solving problems. Not even going into whether or not there's a virus or whatever, right? The way everybody started, you know, dealing with this was we all went into war mode, or they did. All the authorities went into war mode. Even if you read about those so-called vaccines, what are they, like a two-step weapon? First, the first one lets them penetrate, and the other one, what the fuck? It's like an orchestrated war attack? That's not how you deal with health. You don't go at war with something that's within your body. We didn't solve cancer like that, really. And we're still trying to, you know, put a war on cancer. And now we put a war on this virus.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And it's when you're using that whole... I keep coming back to the energies and the vibrations of not just what we're doing, but how it is being done.
Right.
That whatever kind of vibrations and heart or lack of heart or intelligence you place into something you do and create, it's going to shape it a lot more than the physical contents of it.
You would think so.
And from what I'm seeing, I'm still going, okay, so we made everybody, every other trade, you know, the stores, whomever, you know, all the little businesses, we made those pay for this through lack of business, right?
Well, yeah, that's but one way to do it, sure.
Yeah, and we ask them for their solidarity and for the good for society, and please take this one for the team, and high five, here's a little cash, right? And then you
Here's a little bit of the cash that we stole from you back.
Yeah, exactly. And then you look at how they went with the big pharma, right? There was zero flowing information, free data set up. They did not normalize data. They did not set it free. They chose to go with a patented solution again, which is like the war and the profiteering kind of way. It's the Ferengi way, right?
Right.
If we had all those all that knowledge and skill into how to combat viruses right across the globe, and instead of setting up a way for data to stream freely and let innovation and creativity take over, and not authority, we let the old hierarchies and authority take over, and now it's just the money machine.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of one way of dealing with this, they ended up with, you know, an array of weapons that they're going to warfare a virus that is out there and in us,
right?
And instead of working with health and nature and healing ways and you know what you would have done if you were driven by innovation and not the force and the control and the power, right?
Yeah.
So it's all, to me, it's just all about energies.
Yeah, well, it's you know, it's the globalist cabal that just wants to control everybody and everything they do. And, you know, this drives into this whole corona nonsense, into they're calling it the Great Reset, but basically in order to make sure that that everybody is under control of whatever system they have planned for us, instead of considering things like cryptocurrencies to be the Wild West, where people can, you know, create and spend and use money. There's a little phrase for you that is not under their control. Also, they don't like people doing cash now because they can't track and manipulate the cash. If you're using cash, because it's just, well, they can, but it's harder to do. So they want to eliminate anything that is outside of their realm of control.
Yeah, out of their authority, right?
Their authorita. You will respect.
I'm just
going
to go with, see if this virus was really a threat to humanity, as they say it is, right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We would seek to find a way for us to survive it, right?
Absolutely. Well, we would survive
and,
it anyway.
And we would probably look at all those big pharma companies and say, okay, for once, could you just let go of the profit and then work together to save humanity? So, like, you know, no
right.
patents.
Yeah, well, see,
no nothing.
See that's the patent's a whole different situation because not only was the virus patented, years ago, but the cure for the virus was patented years ago. So they sold
it as a derivative to every government back in July.
Yeah. So
we bought the vaccines they are using now. We bought those in July on a derivative. It's
right.
insane.
So all of this Operation Warp Speed nonsense to make you say, oh, it's going to take a year to do this, but we're working as hard as we can for something they already had.
yeah, Rome's taught me that. Rome's taught me that they had that, you know, already in January last year.
Yeah.
It was in the drawers, right?
In the what?
In the drawer. They had it in the desk drawer.
Oh, okay.
It was already made.
I thought,
I'm sorry. I know, Danglish and all that.
There's a thing, you know, taking it in drawers.
Instead, like underwear.
Yeah. That's like underwear.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's generally considered a bad thing if you take it in the drawers.
Right. Like kicking one of your friends from IRC channel just for the lulz.
Oh, come on.
That kind of behavior.
That was.
You know, a little kick in the kahunas, just, you know, because I love your friend.
Yeah. You never probably hung out with a bunch of guys all, you know, making fun of each other, poking, and they're best of friends. That's what they do. They slap each other upside the head or whatever. It's just the way guys do, man. It is.
No, it is not. Okay. You know, I've been hanging out with you guys for 6 years. That's not what you did, though.
Well, you saw people.
That's not how you treated each other.
You saw people making fun of each other, right?
Yeah, but not like that.
Well, no.
Not
okay,
like,
not...
here's my authority. Let me do something to you that's humiliating that you can do back to me. No, I didn't see that for the 6 years I've hung around. No, I didn't.
All right. Well, anyway, that's, you know, I...
I never see you did it. It's that funny. I never see you, hey, Cirque, here, kick, poof. You never did that to me. So was it because we weren't good friends, Grimner?
No, I would have sidled up right next to you.
I'm just saying, so we aren't even that good friends that you kicked me?
Well, see, it's different. It's different with women. It is to guys.
So what are you saying, that if you don't find it fun to be kicked by an admin that you can't do anything back, you're not a real man now?
No. What? Because... No, I think
it's a guy thing.
I don't know. I think I'm not. No, that it's not.
Yeah, no, I'm snarky. I'm being snarky. It pisses me off. I'm being snarky.
Yeah.
No.
Pisses you off, makes you sad.
I'll be nice again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to be.
No, I know. But yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I you know, like I said, in that particular, you know, he didn't mean any malice by it. I know that to be a fact.
I understand that.
He just thought it was going to be a good joke, and Flash would come back in, and they'd have a good laugh. That's, you know, it's kind of a guy thing.
Not the second time, though, where Flash told him, that's not funny.
Okay, all right.
Then you do it again? I don't know. That's not, you know, real friendly to me. All right. I don't know. I might be different.
Well, you are different.
Than the standard. I don't know. I wouldn't. You see, I would choose to hang around people who wouldn't do that to each other.
All right. Well. Yeah. You know. All right. Never mind. I know.
I don't like people in a position of power to begin with.
Right.
So I'm provoked by it already.
So you're provoked by me?
No.
I'm in the same position.
Yeah. But you have shown me through a lot of time and years, so have Moose and Caton and such, and Cowboy Tech have all shown me through years that you don't do stuff like that, that I don't have to worry about just suddenly being kicked.
Okay.
Because somebody wanted to make me the butt of their joke.
Yeah.
So that's what you've shown me.
But I don't think it was meant to be that somebody's the butt of your joke. They're just part of the joke.
No, that would require that the other person found it funny, too.
Well, right.
Otherwise,
it's
just humiliation.
Okay.
I know.
Okay.
It is.
All right.
I know I'm being autistic about shit here. I know that.
Autistic?
Well, anal.
Okay.
Stubborn.
All right. Well, just know, and I know it. You guys, you know, Flash especially, did not find it funny, but it was intended to be. So, yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. I'm sure a lot of mockery is, but you're still humiliating. See, that's the whole thing. There is a big difference between teasing somebody,
mm-hmm.
where it's all fun, and then mocking somebody, where you're making somebody who doesn't want to be it the butt of your joke. That's humiliation.
Yeah, I guess. No, I mean,
that's way different
but
than
doesn't,
teasing.
Doesn't humiliation require scorn or ridicule from others for whatever happened?
But there is, though. Lots of people were laughing. So there is.
Okay. All right.
Okay, I think we're not going to agree on this.
I'm okay with that. Yeah, that's okay, yeah.
This is just my perspective. It's deeply biased and subjective and comes from me.
No, I get it. I know, I just, see, I just want you back in the chat, that's all.
But it's not fun.
All right.
I don't find it fun. I don't find that kind of humor fun. And I never will. So maybe someday if I find that shit funny, I'll come back.
Well, you're never going to find it funny because that's your perspective and point of view. So it's never going to be funny to you. So I know.
I don't know. Nothing is definite for me. I might come back to the chat. I just don't feel like it right now. Coffee tasted ugh.
I know, because Vinny was pissing over the bar.
The bar.
And he got to some of his piss in the coffee there.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's normal for, you know, like I said, for his area.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe Vinny brings Arkansas in his heart, right?
Oh, he does.
Wherever he lays his hat.
Yeah. And
I love Vinny.
I love Vinny too. And I love Flash and Rob Works and you and everybody else that's in there.
Yeah, me too.
So, and Vinny's giving you a heart. So, anyway,
and I'm looking forward to your secret Wednesday show.
Well, it's not secret. I mean,
well, you have a big reveal thing though. So right now it's very secret. Something new.
I hate that word.
What, reveal?
Yeah, because they've ruined it. The people have ruined reveal with their like whatever, their baby sings, they do the gender reveal thing, and it's just such a freaking joke.
I wasn't expecting a gender reveal thing on your show, but
well,
okay.
You know, it's a reveal.
Now I'm intrigued. I'm intrigued.
Yeah. I am a Martian. It's not really gender, is it? Species reveal.
Yeah. I would say I saw a video about weird gender things, right? And they had one, they showed a game lock on sign where you could be female or male or hardcore. I don't know, that's kind
what, of... What? Say it again?
Well, it was a lock on screen of some game, some role-playing game, right?
Okay.
And the choices, you could choose your character to be female or male or hardcore.
Hardcore.
Hardcore, right?
That's a gender?
Apparently, I think that would be your gender. You're right. Hardcore.
Hardcore, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I am by Chinese astrology anyway, a metal rat. So yeah, hardcore metal.
Hardcore metal. Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, today I don't think we answered really too many questions about the fake or real kind of authority. Maybe we did, and I just it went past me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't know that. I mean, like I said, to me, an authority means an expert.
I would say anybody who paid money to listen to this show to get answers can have their money back, right?
Sure. And by the way, did I mention this at the top? This is donation month for Real Liberty Media.
Yeah, donate.
So click that donate button and dig deep.
Yeah.
And we got several cryptocurrencies that you can get to on the support RLM page that would also be very pleasant for us to receive and help us cover costs here at RLM. We've had, four or five donations already,
yeah.
From various folk.
Oh,
so yeah. So anyway, it's we gotta pay the bills. We gotta pay the people that own the servers for the services we use. So if you want us to keep on coming on here and talking about whatever nonsense we talk about, please give freely. For those of you that have already donated in whatever manner you already have, thank you so much. And you know who you are.
Yeah, namaste.
And also, if you want to do a show here on Real Liberty Media, you could just contact me through the website. There's a on the contact page. One of the things on the drop-down is, I want to do a show. So you could go through that, and then I will get you hooked up if that is your true desire that you want to do a show. Freaker's Ball ended last Friday night after 13 years of freaking. So
so what is the big Wednesday thing?
I ain't telling you.
You're not telling?
You know, that's a secret reveal.
Oh, are you dressing up for Wednesday then?
No, it's probably not going to be. It's not going to be this Wednesday.
It's just some Wednesday.
A Wednesday coming soon. We've
almost a cult. You got an occult radio show.
Well, there might be some occult stuff going on there, but we're still working on the content, the concept, the way we're going to go with the show. In order to make it fun, educational, and entertaining, and you know, Moose and I, we're really good together. I don't know if you noticed that throughout the years on Freakers, but yeah, we're a good team. So
you were stable.
Stable? I don't know.
But now you're not a staple.
A staple.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying I was.
Not where you put your horses, Grimnir.
I thought you were saying I was stable, and I was like, well, I'm sure there's people that would argue that fact or that point.
But you are a constant then.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Good. Yes, we were there.
An authority on freaking and bawling.
Yeah. Well. no comment. oh, freaky bawling. Yes. All right.
Love you all, RLM.
Yeah, we do. I love you. She loves you. Everybody loves you. And thanks for tuning in to our weird ass show here today, talking about stuff that may be best talked about private, but we aired it.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't say anything I wouldn't say in public.
No, I know. I bet I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, have a good one.
yeah. Have a great day, everybody.
Yeah.
Peace.
Spit at authority.
Yeah, that too. And peace.
but don't pee on the bar.
Yeah, stop that.
Minnie.